Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
We all know what stress can do. I mean, I have to tell you, years ago, because I like to start the show now with the story here on Talk Healthy Today. Years ago, when my daughter was a baby, there was a lot of issues going on. And you know, we thought she was, what was the word, high maintenance baby, or there's all these different things until she got her autism spectrum diagnosis and things started to fall into place. But oh my gosh, was it stressful. I ended up with adrenal fatigue. I was 124 pounds at 5'10". Now, some people like that, but not this curvy girl. It was not good. Right. And boy, did it affect my mental state. Oh, that was wonderful. Dr. Redcross, who's going to be joining us to talk about stress and the harmful effects. Well, luckily, once we were able to know what was going on, we got some supports. It was still challenging, but she's 12 and a half now, and she's doing great. Oh. And I am back to my healthy weight of 155, and I feel so much better. And I got my curves back. So everything is good. But anyway, we've got thank you. Yeah, right. I mean, I was a twig, Dr. Redcross, and boy, did I would see friends, and they would look at me like, "Holy crap, girl, what is going on?" So, thank goodness we've got Dr. Redcross, MD, here. He's going to be talking about let's assess our stress in 2017 or reassess your stress. That's a mouthful. Hi, Dr. Redcross.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank you for having me on today. It's always wonderful to talk to you. And not only that, thanks for sharing that story, because that story is not foreign to a lot of people who are going through stress, whether it be with our family, with our children, that sort of thing. So that is such an important story, because that really highlights and underscores what stress can do to us.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you know, I like to give the personal touch here on Talk Healthy Today, and I really want people to feel like they're just eavesdropping on some good friends having a chat and that they're part of the conversation. And they could always reach me at HealthMediaGal1 on Twitter. They can, you know, tweet me something or message me something if they want to be part of the conversation or have any questions. But let's get into this, all right, because you are a board-certified internal medicine physician, and you're the founder of Redcross Concierge. Dr. Redcross, what do you see in your practice in terms of stress and how it affects your patients?
Well, you know, it's amazing, actually, because there's so many things that are changing nowadays. Number one, we just had an election, and some are stressed out by it and some aren't. And that's something that you really have to really think about as well, because it's a change for everyone. The other thing you start to see as well, we just got through the holiday season, right? We had New Year's only a little bit over a month ago. So the holiday season is something that brought people in a lot as well. And then kind of like you mentioned as well, I mean, we have our children, we have our parents, we have so many things out there that can cause stress. And the big thing for me, Lisa, I want all the listeners to realize, I don't want us to think that stress is necessarily normal or something that we have to have. That was the reason why I wanted to come on and really start to focus on how we can kind of create stress reduction makeovers in over 15 or under 15 minutes of our day, something that we can actually put into our days and make a big difference and do all that together.
Oh, I love that. Stress reduction makeovers. I am a sucker for any kind of makeover, but I like this. Yeah. I really like this. All right, jump right into it, Dr. Redcross. How do we start this great makeover?
Well, the first thing I always love, and you're nice and healthy like me as well, Lisa, so the first thing I always talk about is the most important meal of the day. Mom says it is breakfast, and she's absolutely right, because I like to start the morning with breakfast boosters. So I talk to my patients about, number one, let's start our day maybe with yogurt, because we know that yogurt has the good probiotics that are really important for our immune health. So let's start it that way. The second thing is, and this one is something that a lot of people don't think about, Lisa, but one of the things I talk to patients about are actually mushrooms. Mushrooms are one of the best foods that you can put into your body, because mushrooms do two important things for us. Number one, they increase the production of white blood cells, which, as you know, help us fight infection. But not only does it increase the number of white blood cells, but it makes them more aggressive. Because when we start to get stressed, it makes our immune system more susceptible. So think about maybe an omelet in the morning with mushrooms. But if you want to get the true medicinal benefits, Lisa, I always talk to patients about a supplement that is not only potent, but it's also clinically researched. And more importantly, Lisa, it's well-absorbed. And the name is AHCC. I love talking about supplementation to help us out to stay healthy, because AHCC is actually the number one immune supplement in Japan. And not only that, AHCC is used in over 700 clinics throughout Asia. So when we're talking about supplementation, you want data behind it. And so I always love bringing those sort of things into the discussion. And then when we're talking about more breakfast boosters, I also love to bring in oats and barley as well, because oats and barley have beta-glucan. And beta-glucan is actually a fiber that's been shown not only to have antimicrobial benefits, Lisa, but it also has antioxidant benefits as well. So it's important to, when you wake up in the morning, think about some of these things as your breakfast booster that can make a really big difference in helping you manage some of the effects that we get with stress, whether it be acute or chronic.
Well, you know, I recently did a show about mushrooms and how beneficial they are, which you can find if you just go to radiomd.com and subscribe on iTunes for Talk Healthy Today. And I learned a lot. It was really interesting. How do you, what is it, AAHC?
Yeah, AAHCC.
Oh, A. I always mess these things. I'll be like, is it ABCD? No, wait, wait, that's the alphabet. And where do you get that?
Actually, you know, AHCC you can get online, and you can actually just type it in. And it comes up. It's through a company called Maypro or Quality of Life. So there's a couple of places you can get this online. But one of the big things that drew me to this, because my practice is very holistic, Lisa, and one of the things that drew me to it is that AHCC actually has human clinical trials. See, in medicine, lots of times we do have trials, but they're not necessarily based on humans. So whenever I see those sort of studies and the data is good, then it makes me even more excited to share. And so AHCC not only had that benefit of helping as far as boost our immune system, but it also had anti-cancer properties as well. So that's important to bring that in. So breakfast boosters are the way we want to start. But not only is it about our diet, because I always say food is medicine, Lisa, it's also about figuring out how can we clear the clutter. How can we clear the clutter in our days, not just on our workspace, but when I'm talking about clearing the clutter, I like to talk about that mentally as well. How do we do that? And so I wish all the listeners could see this, because I have a little board here that is my personal kind of dry erase board. And I love to categorize my day the night before. So I'll set it up as a category for urgent, non-urgent, and important. And when I do it that way, it allows me to, number one, wake up in the morning and hit the ground running, because I'm able to focus on those things that are urgent and not necessarily lie in the weeds with those things that are non-urgent or just important. So it also has been shown that when we do this sort of thing or categorize in our brain, Lisa, it increases our productivity and also then lowers our stress as well. So I am a big list guy when I'm talking to this thing, and a lot of patients have really loved kind of implementing this into their day.
Oh, I think that's a brilliant idea, because otherwise everything seems urgent until you really break it down and then you get completely overwhelmed. Like, oh my gosh, I have 5,000 things to do. And maybe you have five things that really need to get done. And then you can sort of rate where the other ones fit on the list.
Yeah, and where it actually belongs. And so as we start this, and once again, everyone, we're talking about these things that can be done in 15 minutes or less. And I know everyone says, well, Doc, I'm on the go. That's why I mentioned yogurt. That's why I mentioned oats and barley. Clearing the clutter the night before, just a 15-minute jot down your list. And last but not least, my favorite category, Lisa, is a category that I like to call breathing deeper daily. That's the spiritual side on how we deal with all of our stress. You know, number one, I always love to bring in yoga. You know, I'm an 80s kid, and so I'm showing you my age out there, but I remember in the 80s, everyone would laugh at yoga. But now we know the studies show that it actually decreases the stress response. It helps to improve our mood and also gives us more energy. So consider that. The other thing I love to bring in is meditation. I'm a big meditator, Lisa, because meditation is controlled breathing. And meditation helps to increase my self-awareness. It's also been shown to improve our cognition as well. So something to think about along those things. Consider breathing deeper daily or kind of unplugging from the world. The other thing that I love to do, too, that I talk to patients about are high-intensity interval training. I do that usually through CrossFit, and we know that when you're doing the weight training and the cardio, that also helps to knock out stress as well. So these are all things that do not require a lot of our time. It just takes a commitment for us to put ourselves first, and that's what we don't do as much these days.
Oh, we definitely need to. Well, I did yoga in the 80s, and I remember I was 14, and I had scoliosis, so my mother forced me to go to yoga, and I didn't want to do it because for me it was just like a chore. And it's so funny looking back, because I had this amazing teacher from India who was like an Iyengar master, and I would just pout the whole time. I'm like, why can't I have him now? You know, it's like I didn't appreciate it. But it did help me, you know, and I think anything where you can use that mindfulness, like I love Pilates, because when I'm doing Pilates, Dr. Red Cross, nothing else crosses my mind, because they're all little movements, and you have to pay attention to your breath. And anything you can do where you're right in the moment is so important, because, you know, especially me, I'm like monkey mind city. So that is huge.
Look, I understand it. You're right. Pilates is something I probably should bring in as well, because Pilates is another wonderful example of, once again, being mindful about kind of how we go throughout our days and how we all manage our stress. You know, the other thing I think is important is that everyone kind of blows off stress like it's not a big deal, but it kind of can be. We already know that stress can lead to issues with our heart. It can have problems as far as depression and also with diabetes and obesity. So it's something that we definitely need to take seriously and figure out if some of the things that we're talking about today or that we've already mentioned, if they can actually make a huge impact in your life to make things a lot easier for us going forward.
Oh, I agree. Now, this one on my list is probably my favorite. As you know, if you listen to the show, I'm a bit of a giggler. I just laugh very easily. I always have. And maybe people think I laugh too much. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. And laughter really is the best medicine, isn't it? I mean, they have that saying, but it makes you feel so much better.
It really does, Lisa. That's why I love coming on the show, because I am a giggler as well. So we are united on that front. And it's perfect, right? And so you're right. Laughter is an awesome medicine to actually help us deal with our stress as well. And it's funny, when we're laughing and we're happy, guess what? We're releasing endorphins. And endorphins are those chemicals that make us feel yummy, make us feel happy. And so laughter is a good way to also deal with stress as well, by uniting all these things together. The other thing I also like to always point out, it's also important to bring in family and friends, especially those who love you, because you need that love sometimes to get through some of that stress. And then you also have to be strong sometimes to reevaluate some of the relationships you may have. Are they relationships that are supportive? Are they relationships that help to excel your happiness? Are there things that make sense for your spirit? And so, once again, it's a little bit of a deeper feeling, but you want to make sure you reassess everything when you're trying to figure out how to actually manage your stress day in and day out.
Yeah, because if you don't, then you are going to become a stress basket like I did and have adrenal fatigue or other health issues. You mentioned the heart, and there's all kinds of things that can happen. So these are such great tips. I just want to run through them again because I think they're so wonderful. I love that we talked about the yoga and the breathing and meditation and laughter, and those breakfast boosters are great. And I'm going to see if I remember the A-C-H-H. No, I'm sorry. It's like, what is it again?
A-H-C-C.
A-H-C. And honestly, folks, I'm not doing that on purpose. I just forget these like letters, numbers, all that stuff. It gets all jobbled up in my head. But what I do know is an awesome guest when I'm talking to one. And again, Dr. Red Cross, you were just fantastic. When did you know you wanted to get into medicine?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny there, Lisa. You know, ever since I was a child, I knew that I loved science, right? I knew that I adored people. I'm an only child, so Lisa, you have to kick me off the show, because I'll talk all day long if you keep me on, because as an only child, I'm able to run my mouth. And the second thing is, being a doctor, I'm able to feel like I'm healing people, right? And I try to heal people not only with my brain and my book knowledge, but I also try to heal people spiritually. And so that's something that completes me day in and day out, to hopefully get inside of the patient's soul for the day and make a huge difference in their lives for the day. And so I just feel like I'm the luckiest man in the world, and I was able to at least figure that out kind of young in life, that I adored people and I loved medicine and science, and I was fortunate enough to be able to kind of bring all that together.
That is really fantastic. I know I want to see you. Where do you practice?
I am in New York, right outside the city, actually. But I am actually, as you mentioned, I'm a concierge physician. So what I do is I make house calls. I have my little black bag. And so I'm usually on the road most of the day, to be honest with you. And so that's another way to, once again, be very patient-centric. And I always joke around with patients and say, my office is your home. And that's kind of a nice and intimate way to get to know your patients, get closer to your patients, because, you know, your doctor should feel like a member of your family, as far as I'm concerned. So that's where they can usually find me there. And I have my Twitter account is @DrRedCross, and my Facebook is Ken Red Cross MD. And by all means, feel free to reach out, say hello, ask questions. I always love talking to new people.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think it's so much fun. When did the holistic part of your practice come into being?
You know,
or was it always like
that?
That
I trained Yeah, I trained here, Lisa, in Columbia, here in the city. And then after that, I went out to California. When I went to California, I worked 4 years with migrant Mexican farm workers because I had worked in Puerto Rico in the rainforest in the past. And so from there, I started to see that a lot of people were getting better with things that didn't require my prescription pad. And I said, well, what are you taking and what are you doing? And they were taking either maybe homeopathy or other herbs and things that were actually making a difference clinically. And then I kind of had to step back and say, yeah, you know, I'm Western trained, but maybe I missed out on some things that were out there. So I started doing the research a little and started to learn about supplementation that actually had trials behind it, supplementation that absolutely changed the course of disease. And so I decided that, you know, there are some things, of course, on the Western side of medicine that we needed, Lisa, but I figured maybe there's a way that I can kind of create a hybrid practice in a way to where I would make sure that there were other things that were out there that I'd educate myself on and see if it's something that I can kind of bring into the fold to help patients stay healthy and whole.
Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. And I think it is the way medicine is going. I mean, I'm hoping the paradigm is shifting because you have to look at the whole person. You know, speaking of stories, I talked about earlier, I like to start the show with a story. I remember this was maybe 20 years ago. Well, maybe not, maybe 15 years ago. And I saw this wonderful doctor also in California, and I had some issues going on. And he spent so long with me. He was like, what's your stress like? What's your marriage like? What's your this like? Every single aspect you could imagine. And I thought, wow, no doctor has ever asked me anything other than what's wrong and what a difference it made.
And
your patients must love that. It really does. So I'm sure they must really like that. And I bet you do delve into all the nitty gritty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we have to because, like you said, we're more than just America. There's so many things to our body. We're talking about things such as stress actually causing physical manifestation in our bodies, right? We're talking about stress causing fatigue and irritability. Sometimes we don't feel like we have any energy. That can be stress. We talk about people who see me a lot, Lisa, because they're like, Doc, I don't know what to do. I always have a headache. And I'm saying, well, when is your headache the worst? They say, Monday morning. Guess what, guys? We're going to work Monday morning. So, you know, stress can make us have all of these physical manifestations that we really need to be aware of and figure out, you know, what works for me to manage my stress? You know, are you a meditator? Can you be open to that? Are you able to grab some breakfast boosters? And will clearing the clutter actually make a difference in your life? And so that's why I love when we have these sort of discussions, Lisa, because everyone can kind of cherry pick what kind of works for their lives and see if something can change, because lots of what we're doing now doesn't seem to work, because most people you talk to will always say, I am so stressed. So that's why I think it's important for us to kind of figure out our lane of how we're able to deal and manage our stress going forward.
I agree. And, you know, I actually think clearing clutter, like actual physical clutter, is important, too. I mean, I'm looking at my studio right now and I need to clean up. There's like no doubt about it. And when you have a cleaner space, but I have so many books, I get so many books a week. I mean, there's just I don't even have room on these ginormous bookshelves. They're completely full, which I love because I'm so thrilled to read and learn as much as I can. But they end up being stacked up everywhere. And then I've got three dogs and they come in here and they rip up cardboard and there's like pieces of cardboard on the floor. By the way, dogs, I think, are another great. Yes. I was about to say, I think that could be on the list for people who don't have pet allergies. I can't even tell you how to hold my dog. And one of my dogs, I cradle him like a toddler and he puts his head on my chest. It is the most relaxing thing ever. Wouldn't you say?
No, absolutely. It's a good point. You know, I met a young lady along the way. I was talking about stress with her as well. And she has a company, a pet company, where she does exactly what you said. She goes into homes and she kind of helps parents, well, not parents, but I guess owners, I should say. I feel like parents sometimes. But come together, get closer to their animal, figure out how to manage their stress and anxiety. She has a whole company based along this way, Lisa. So it's funny that you mentioned that. She had talked about us getting together to talking about stress and pets. So it is amazing that you even mentioned that.
Oh, I got to get her name. I'd love to have her on the show because that is tremendous. I mean, there's a lot of stress that can come with pets and a lot of responsibility, but nothing beats those cuddles, I must say. But, you know, Dr. Red Cross, this has been so much fun. Tell us all the ways that we can find you, and I definitely want to have you back. You're such a joy to be with.
I would love to. So you can reach me. Once again, my Twitter handle is at Dr. Red Cross. Facebook is Ken Red Cross MD, and I'm also on Instagram, which is Dr. Red Cross there on the Instagram account.
Oh, terrific. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm going to put all of these into motion. I'm going to clear the clutter from my office. I'm going to also clear the clutter from my mind because there's a lot. I'm going to make those lists. I think it's such a great idea. I want to get back to doing yoga, and I encourage you all to try the same thing. If you want to learn more, you can go to RadioMD.com, go to Talk Healthy Today under podcast. Be sure to click on subscribe and please rate and review. It makes a big difference. It helps get the word out to other folks about Talk Healthy Today podcast. And if you didn't know, this is brought to you by AIM Media, which is Clean Eating Magazine, Vegetarian Times, Better Nutrition, Amazing Wellness, really great people and great stuff. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm Lisa Davis. Stay well.